Should we recite a bracha rishona on the simonim that we eat on Rosh Hashanah? So the Taz writes in Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Katan Beis that, yeah, that you, for example, if you have an apple, so you dip the apple in the honey, and you have that in the middle of your bread meal, you should recite bracha bori pro eitz before eating the apple. And he writes, Tehave kidvarm habay misoch asuda shlo machmat asuda. It comes during the meal, and it's not considered, quote-unquote, part of the meal, because it's a dessert-type food. It's an apple, so you recite a bracha bar pro eitz. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicho Shlomo asks that, well, why don't we say it's part of the meal? For example, the Rosh writes that when it comes to maror on Pesach, even though there's a machlokes, and according to some Rishonim, that when you eat the karpas, you should have in mind that the bracha bar pri adam on the karpas goes on the maror. But let's say you forgot to recite, to have in mind for the maror. Do you recite a bar pri adam on the maror? No. And the reason is because the Rosh holds that we postulate the Rosh, if you forget to have in mind for the karpas, that the maror is considered part of the meal. So since the maror is considered part of the meal, you don't recite a bar pri adam. So why don't we say the apple is part of the meal? It's one of the simonim, it's part of the meal. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Halicha Shlomo, writes that you technically don't need to eat the simanim as part of the meal. The maror is supposed to be a meal-type food, so that you don't make a bracha bar pri adam on. But the simanim, you don't need to eat them during the meal, and therefore you're going to recite a bracha bar pri adam before them. Now, the question is, what about hadama-type foods? What about beets, gourd, leek? So do you make a bar pri adam on these types of foods? Normally speaking, so do you say that if you have a bar pri adama during a meal, generally we don't recite, if you eat a vegetable during a meal, you normally don't recite bar pri adama. But maybe since these vegetables are specifically eaten for the simanim, so maybe you should recite a bar pri adama. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichos Shlomo paskins that you should recite hadama specifically on the gourd, on the pumpkin, since that's not usually eaten during the meal. Then you should have in mind, perhaps, on the beets. Let's say if you're going to have beets also. You should have in mind for on beets and leek, because maybe it's not clear whether, let's say, beets and leek, are they considered vegetables that are normally eaten during the meal? So that's not clear. There's a fascinating suggestion found in the Kovet Shari Hora, who says the following. He says, Ro'oi, and this is, it's the Rav Yoshev, who says that Ro'oi lahotziam al yidei pri acher shinu nechshav chelach me'asuda kamo banana o avatiach. Rav Yoshev thinks that a lot of these foods that we have as simonim that are hadama on Rosh Hashanah night it's not clear whether they are part of the meal or not, whether they are foods that you typically have part of the meal or not. So therefore, he says to be on the safe side, you should have a hadama food that definitely is not part of the meal, like watermelon or banana. Those are fruits. You have fruits that are ha'etz, like an apple, that if you have an apple during the meal, you know, as a dessert, you're going to recite, or even the very beginning of the meal, as long as you don't eat with bread, you're going to recite bread pro-eitz. So also, if you have a banana or you have a watermelon, that's also fruit. This also doesn't come to satiate you. It's not part of the meal, and therefore you would recite hadam on those. So what he suggests is, on Rosh Hashanah night, you have banana or watermelon, make a bar pri adama, and you should include the beet, the gourds, the other types of hadamas, the simanim that are bar pri adama, because it's suffic whether you recite a bar pri adama or not. That's what Rabbi Yoshev suggests, found in Kovet Shari Hora. I asked Rabbi Willig, and he told me, he said, if it's a type of siman, type of food that you never have during the year, you're only having on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a simon, then you recite bar pri adama. But if it's a vegetable that you sometimes have during the meal and you specifically want to have in Rosh Hashanah as well, because it's one of the simonim, then you won't recite bar pri adama. If it's the type of food that you never have at all during the year and you're only having it now because it's a simon, one of the simonim, then you say bar pri adama. But otherwise, there is no bori pri adama.